Wonder Audio presents this unabridged recording of Gift of the Gab, written by Morris Gleitzman and read by Marianne Fay.
It's not fair. I don't reckon the police should lock people up without hearing their side of the story. My side of the story's really simple. I did it. But there was a reason. I tried to explain to Sergeant Cleary why I did it. In the police car, I wrote down in my notebook everything that happened today, even the things that'll probably make Dad send me to bed early when he hears about them. I showed my statement to Sergeant Cleary while he was locking me in this cell. "Not now, Rowena," he said. I could see he wasn't interested, though that might have been because Dermot Figgis was trying to bite him. Police officers in small country towns have it really tough. The police stations are always understaffed. The only other officer on duty here today is Constable Polar, but he has to stay on the front desk in case of emergency calls or exciting developments in the car racing on TV. Once Sergeant Cleary got Dermot into a cell, I tried to explain again. I banged on a wall pipe with my pen, like they do in prison movies. "Message from Rowena Batts," I banged in Morse code. "I only did it because of the dog poo." That was 10 minutes ago. Sergeant Cleary hasn't been back. He probably doesn't know Morse code. Either that or I didn't send it properly because my hands are shaking so much from outrage at Dermot Figgis and from worry about what's going to happen to me. Sergeant Cleary's probably ringing Dad now. "Mr. Batts," he's probably saying, "we've got Rowena in the lockup. We'll be charging her and putting her on trial as a criminal." Just thinking about it gives me a lump in the guts bigger than Antarctica. Poor Dad. I hate putting him through this. The shame. And the lawyer's fees. He's got enough on his plate with the root weevil in the back paddock. If only the police would listen to me. That's the worst thing about being born with bits missing from your throat and not being able to talk with your voice. Some people just won't listen to you. Which means they never hear your side of the story.